last year they were the top ranked defense, and so far this year they're playing well. You know, they're 1-1. You know, they're looking to come in and trying to come in Oakland and leave with a victory, and hopefully you know, we can turn the tide and get a victory ourselves.
It's going to be a rough, tough fist fight out there. You know, they're going to come here with a hard nosed defense. You know, that's something you expect from the Steelers. So we just have to go out there and play our game. You know, just try to stay on schedule.
It's a lot of experience. I expect the cornerbacks to be very smart, and I expect it to be intense and a lot of a big physical game. They're a physical team.
It's not going to be easy. I mean, they've been good the last couple of years for a reason. You know, Ben Roethlisberger's arguably you know, a Hall of Famer. He's got one of the highest quarterback percentages in the NFL right now.
He's obviously won Super Bowls and been on great teams. You know, he's had a phenomenal career.
You know, Ben is one of those guys. He's a gunslinger. He extends plays. He makes plays, and you know, it's definitely gonna be a challenge for us. He's a strong quarterback.
He's a big guy. If you can get there, you got to make sure you wrap up. You got to be consistent. You know, you can't just give him pressure every now and then and hope to get after a guy like that.
Well, he can keep a play alive with his feet and get people off of him. He makes big plays down the field, and we got to try to contain that.
I try to get Mendenhall going, or they might use the passing attack if he's not ready. I don't know. You know, it's one of those things we just got to plan for, and we just got to go out there and execute our game plan.
It's a great opponent coming in, and, you know, it's a huge game for us to get back on the right track. It's a big game for all of us, so I expect the crowd to be rocking and be a great environment for us to get a win.
And I know we're going to be fired up, so we need the fans fired up. We need everybody fired up, and it's going to take everybody to get this victory.
We know it's a big game for us come Sunday, and we're going to be ready. We know the crowd's going to be into it, and we got to play four quarters of football.
We got to get this thing going, and get this bad taste out of our mouth.
One of the greatest rivalries in the history of pro football, to be sure. Welcome back to our Silver and Black Show. Greg Papa, Jim Plunkett, and happy birthday to the head coach of the Raiders,
hey,
Dennis Allen. I know what you want for your birthday.
Absolutely. It'd be nice for us to get a win.
What does it mean to you to coach the Raiders against the Pittsburgh Steelers, Coach?
Well, I mean, I think it's a tremendous thing for us, all of us, to be a part of this great rivalry and part of this great organization. So it's an exciting time for all of us, and we're looking forward to the game.
Pittsburgh coming into town, they're 1-1. What do you think you have to do to beat this Pittsburgh Steelers team?
Well, we got to execute. Right. We got to do a great job of executing. They're a well-coached team, and so we got to do a better job of out-executing them, and we got to be able to get off the field on third down, and we got to convert on third downs on offense. So those are kind of the keys to the game.
Raiders have had success beating Ben Roethlisberger. He's 1-2 against him. He's never won in Oakland. They have a deep wide receiving core, arguably the deepest four, and you've had a lot of injuries in your secondary to match up with this team.
Yeah, well, we go out and play, and we're going to compete with the guys that we have. And all our guys are NFL football players, so they deserve the opportunity to be out there. We're going to go out there, and we're going to compete.
I want to ask you about the touchdown pass to Mike Goodson, because he catches and runs down the sideline. No one touches him. But Mike Brizell, your right guard, made a great block out in space. And Darius Heyward Bay down the sideline for a wide receiver blocked it up. I mean, it was just beautifully executed.
Well, I think what you look at, you know, when you see people make these big plays, they think, well, Mike Goodson made a great outstanding play, which he did, but it takes 11 guys to execute and make those big plays like that, and that's why it's so exciting, you know, to watch guys running down the field to congratulate Mike and everybody celebrating together. You see the bench on the sideline. That's the way the game of football is supposed to be played.
You know, you have Dick LeBeau coaching that vaunted Steeler defense. What kind of problems does he present? Does he come up with blitzes a lot or a basic four-man rush?
Well, they do a combination of both, but, you know, I think he does a nice job of disguising what he's doing. He's very aggressive in the way that he calls the game. He's been coaching football for a long time in the National Football League, and so he understands what he's doing. He's done a great job at Pittsburgh, and we'll continue to do that.
And Carson knows this defense well from all his years in the AFC North playing against the Blitzburg Steelers.
Yeah, you know, I think that's a good thing for us that our quarterback's seen them. And he's seen a lot of the different looks. So I'm sure they'll have a few different wrinkles for us. We'll have our hands full with them, but we're up to the challenge.
You know, Pittsburgh's having a little bit of trouble running the football, as we are. You know, what do you think is the problem in the running game so far?
Well, I think it's just execution. I mean, I think that's the biggest thing. You know, it's a new system.
Right.
It's different for all of us. We've had a little bit of moving parts there in the offensive line. So just our ability to stick with it, stay consistent. The worst thing you can do is just come out and try to change everything. Stay consistent, stay the course. We believe in it, and we know we're going to see the results.
Brandon Myers, your tight end, helps you in the run game. And lately, Coach, he's been flashing. 2 weeks into the season, 11 catches. He has caught all 11 passes you have thrown his way this year.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a guy that, you know, flashed at us early in training camp, and he's continued to do that through the early part of the season. And we're going to need Brandon to be a player for us to have success. I'm glad to see him doing the things that he's doing in the passing game.
All right, good luck to you. Happy birthday.
Thanks, guys.
Coach, go
40 years
Thank
old
you.
In one day, and we know what he wants on his birthday, a first victory in the NFL against the Pittsburgh Steelers. When we come back, we'll break down the Raiders and the Steelers rivalry and the matchup on Sunday in more detail as we continue on the Silver and Black Show.